Guardians win last night, and somebody had a question, or really a statement. Quote, I don't know how anyone can look at either the Guardians or the Yankees and think, quote, I'm a fan of both. If you like one of them, you've got to hate the other. At least sports hate, in parentheses. It's time to pick a side. I know what side I'm on. Owen, put that out there.
Yeah,
Owen
I know what side I'm on.
Yeah, Owen is on the Guardians side. I think the other two guys in this room are on the Guardians side. Where's your Yankee stuff at over there?
I didn't bring it today.
I want you to bring your Yankee stuff and we can set it on fire. It's time for you to step up and be a man of principle, and a man of good standing. And understand that this charade that you've been playing with yourself, with your emotions, is over. You need to step right on in. The Guardians need all the fans that they can get. There will be plenty of front runners, plenty of shallow people who will be Yankees fans in the future, Mitch. They don't need you. It's time for you to step in here after what you saw last night. I'm serious. I want you to bring your Yankee stuff in here. I want you to set it on fire.
It probably sounds like a fire hazard in this small studio.
Well, we're not going to bring it inside. I'll set it on fire out in the street, and then I'll deal with the police. I mean, I guess I'm not totally serious. I don't know if I can go starting a fire. I think Keith would.
Knowing you, I feel like you'd convince yourself you're serious.
I would definitely. How much stuff do you have?
About like four hats.
No, that's
and
not
a jersey.
What's the jersey? Whose jersey?
It's just a blank pinstripe jersey.
Oh, we that's can it? Do that in a trash can.
I don't do jerseys with names usually.
Well, that's a whole different thing. But yeah, we can do that in a waste paper basket.
I just feel like
how much was the jersey?
Yesterday had to be like an awakening of sorts, right, Mitch? Like yesterday, if there was ever going to be a breakthrough,
yes.
If you left that game without an emotion, one way or another, like the visceral reaction that you felt after the game should tell you all you need to know about how to proceed going forward.
Yeah.
If you were in the dumps yesterday, then you're a Yankee fan forever.
No.
If you were elated, then you have to be a Guardians fan forever.
Yeah.
There's no looking back from this point forward.
You can't share it,
and this is the emotional journey that I was going to get to you guys, because I posted on my X page, might be time to cut the cord. And let me explain. The eighth inning home runs between Judge and Stanton were two home runs that were the worst possible case scenarios for all Guardians fans. So I figured, okay, just make sure it doesn't happen. And then it does for Judge. Make sure it doesn't happen for Stanton. And of course it does, after he fouls off all those fastballs and he gets a hanging slider or whatever. So when those happen, I felt like I got punched in the gut and the groin, one and two. But when you get that home run from Noel, which I didn't even see until two pitches until it actually happened, because I turned the game off, like you said, and then went back to it like, oh, they got a runner on second. Let me check it. And then boom, you're back in it. Then you go over to the 10th inning where you have all the things happen at the top. Avila striking out Judge. The play from Jimenez. You get that big strikeout on Volpe. And then you go to the bottom of the 10th inning.
All right, you're doing a lot of talking. Tell me, what are you doing here? Come on.
I'm trying to explain this emotional process that
we
I went through that
this
was so powerful.
This is too long of an emotional process.
That was
you're
so
a grown
powerful.
Man. You're a taxpayer. Let's go.
That was so powerful, I think it actually has convinced me to really reconsider my standing on this.
He's reconsidering. He's thinking about it. He's mulling it over. He's dwelling
and
on
and
it.
I think it's time to make the leap.
Time to make the leap to what?
Making the leap to
thinking about
committing
it some more.
To a full-time team, no reservations.
Then you
got to
get rid 100%. Of all the Yankee stuff.
You got to do a ceremonial burning. You do.
I don't know if we can burn it.
Or
why can't we burn
Mitch,
it?
Mitch, after
that's
the show
clothing
today.
And hats, man. Someone else has got to be wearing that. Someone else can wear that.
After
you don't
the
be
show
wasteful.
Today, Mitch,
you guys
we're coming
always
over.
Do that stuff. I love that. That's the best thing.
How about shoes and clothes for kids? Do we want to make it a charitable thing? Bring it in, because they'll take it. They certainly will. We've got great relationship
with them.
Actually,
they don't. They take new things. They do not take previously worn things.
I was going to say, what kid's going
to
wear 2X?
We're back to burning.
Yeah, we're back to burning it.
I don't think we can.
Oh, I can.
Why can't I burn your things? I can burn a lot of things.
It's wasteful.
I've seen Ken waste more with less in a burning ceremony.
Setting Yankee stuff on fire is wasteful.
That is clothing and headwear that good people could be wearing out in the street, out
and
anywhere.
It'll keep you warm.
Not saying it keeps you warm.
Nothing.
I'm not saying
no,
it keeps
no.
you warm even in the winter, but I'm saying that somebody can be wearing that, and if we burn it, it's wasting.
I think this is a major league cop-out here. If you want to be a Guardians fan, you need to set the soul aflame. You need to be able to move the soul along to the next Lord, or to the next life, not the next Lord, to the next life, and finish this charade of being a Yankee fan while Lima pounds his keyboard over there on the table over there. It's enough. It's enough, Mitch. You have anything over there? I'm sorry. You pounded the keyboard. I didn't know what was going on.
No, we're trying to work on some stuff behind the scenes here while you're yelling at young Mitch.
Well, I just... Well,
no, I agree. I'm the one that started the thing on it. Yeah. It was a moment for me last night where I went, Mitch and I have an obvious age gap. It's 15 years between us, right?
Uh-huh.
And I've felt like I'm closer to my own children than I... Or Mitch is closer to my children's age than he is to my age, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those things where I felt like I was fathering Mitch to sort. He doesn't need that. He's got Big Gear. Big Gear will take care of all of that for him. What it was for me was a big brother moment. I've seen things, man. I want you to come over to this side, Mitch.
Yeah, it's time.
That's all I want. I want what's best for you here.
We only
it's
do
time
this.
To be over here.
We're not busting your stones to bust your stones. We actually want you to
Mitch,
you know, be
care
a man.
About you, the and concern I don't want you is, to yeah. cheer for that horrible, horrible team.
Yeah.
I didn't cheer for him last night, and I'm not cheering for them for the rest of the series.
I don't want to hear the rest
cheer
of the series.
Again.
I want to hear forever.
Yeah, I need you to give up on him,
Mitch. We all, Mitch.
It's time.
We all experimented at one time, buddy. Like, I thought about it myself. When they traded CeCe, I'll admit it. I was fit to be tied. I was sick. I couldn't do it. We've all been there, man. We've all been young. We've all thought crazy things. Okay? It's time. It's time for you to be a grown man and be a man of principle. Be somebody your father can be proud of. And come over to this side. I'm not going to say it again. If not, I'm going to make your life a living hell. Like I haven't already. I'm going to make your life a living hell.
You beat me by 1 second.
It's time, Mitch. You know damn well if they win this series, the Yankees win this series, you aren't going to be able to celebrate if they go on and they win the World Series.
Why would I possibly celebrate in this studio or anywhere in the city with you guys lurking around?
It doesn't matter. That right there is the entire point. That right there is it. Be a person of principle. Be a man that stands for something. Not just this dual Yankee citizenship that you have going on. Be somebody. All right, coming up next, Nathan Zagura. He's somebody. We'll talk Browns with him. And Nick Chubb with him. Talk about all that. And 9:20, guys. 9:20. Is it okay if you left early last night? Getting a lot of reports after the double play. A lot of people were headed for the exits. And we get you ready for game 4 coming up on The Fan. Extend Technologies in Broadview Heights. They're getting you ready for all the big events coming up because you want to watch it with the very best. And you want to be able to watch multiple things at once. Maybe you want to watch 2 things at once or 3 things at once or 4 things at once. You can do it all. With Extend Technologies in Broadview Heights, folks, it is possible when you go there and you see what they can do for you. You can watch up to 12 things at once if you want to. Now, I've told you before, the usual thing is about 4 things. And then you're not really watching the sports anymore because there's just too many things. But if you want to see 12, if you want to put me to the test, you can do so with Extend Technologies. They can put 12 things on one screen for you so you're not messing with a myriad of different cords in the back.
And they make it so easy to control it and then... You got home automation, so you can control all the technology, the 12 viewing.